Algeria has recalled its ambassador to France in anger over what it has described as unacceptable comments from French President Emmanuel Macron. It comes as tensions escalate between the two countries following Paris's decision to cut the number of visas it issues to citizens of Algeria, Tunisia and Morocco. The Algerian government has also barred France's military from flying over its airspace, the air corridor it uses to reach the Sahel region of Western Africa, where French troops are currently battling Islamic insurgents in the Barkhane operation. Talia Kreft asked Dr. Romain Fathi, a senior lecturer in history at Flinders University and affiliated researcher at Sciences Po Paris, why France has decided to reduce the number of visas it grants to Algerian nationals and other North African nationals now.
We need to go back to the past to understand this. So in 2019, France granted about 346,000 visas to people, to citizens of Maghreb countries such as Algeria, Morocco and Tunisia. So that's a large amount of visas, and these are regular, you know, relationship that you have between friendly countries where your citizens can visit them and they can come and visit your country. But in the recent years, there's been a growing number of people from Algeria, Tunisia and Morocco who come to France with no visa. So they cross the Mediterranean and they come to France with no proper documentation. Now, if they get caught, they have a right to apply to France to stay for a visa or asylum, but if it gets declined, then theoretically they need to return to their home country. So in 2021, for the first semester of 2021, 7,731 orders to leave French territory were ordered by judges in France to get these people who are not have no proper documentation to return to Algeria. But once you've made this proclamation by a judge in France, you still need to get Algeria to agree to get its citizen back. And only 22 out of these 7,700 were taken back to Algeria. In other words, Algeria is refusing that its own citizens, those who have left Algeria to go to France with no visa, be returned to Algeria. So France has had enough. And for Tunisia and Morocco, it's about the same. Only 0.2% of these orders are completed for Algeria and about 18 to 20% for Tunisia and Morocco. So it's a bit better, but it's still not the way it should be according to Paris. So in retaliation, the French authorities have decided to reduce by a third up to half the visa that are granted. Usually 80% of the applications for visa from citizens from Maghreb countries are granted, and now France is looking at reducing this number. In effect, what it's doing, it's kind of a bit of blackmail, which is, if you don't control illegal immigration, we will make sure that your regular citizens, it's a bit more difficult for them to come and visit or do tourism in France. So it's a retaliation measure, but it's coming at the back of a long history of tensions between the two countries.
Algeria has announced it is recalling its ambassador to France. Why is it doing this now, and how has France responded?
Well, that's another very important question. So a few days ago, President Macron of France met with descendants of people who fought or were impacted by the Algerian War of Independence between 54 and 62. And he had some words that were not pleasing for Algiers and Algerians, saying that, you know, Algeria is living in the memory of colonization and that it should move on, which is an easy thing to say when you are in Paris, but it's very difficult for the Algerians. So they're recalling the ambassador officially because of the measures on visas, but it's also related to memory and history and the politics behind this. Last year in 2020, they had recalled the ambassador again because the French TV had shown a documentary on the Iraq, which is a pro-democracy movement in Algeria. And of course, Algerian authorities, who have their own form of democracy, were not very happy with that either. So every time France has an opinion on Algerian politics, it is lived very badly by Algerian authorities. But you have to bear in mind that Algerian authorities don't necessarily represent what Algerian people are thinking themselves.
Algeria has banned French military planes from its airspace. Why is Algeria's airspace strategically important to France's military?
Well, I'm going to be honest, it's not. They think it is, but it's just a cheap, easy retaliation measures. France at the moment is involved in several African countries, in the Mali, for instance, to fight against terrorism. And there is an operation called Opération Sahel, where the French military is deployed to assist local populations against Islamic terrorism. And some of these aircraft, of course, would need to fly over Algeria. But if you can't fly over Algeria, you fly over Morocco or Tunisia or other spots. It's not an issue. France has large deployment capacities. It's just less convenient, but it's also a signal within the escalation of diplomatic tensions. They will cool off. It will take a little while. But one also is to bear in mind that France will go for a national and presidential election in May 2022, and President Macron somewhat has to look strong with regard to immigration, which will be a theme from the right and the far right, to which he, of course, does not belong, but he needs to be looking like he's taking measures.
Romain Farthy, Senior Lecturer in History at Flinders University and Affiliated Researcher at Sciences Po, Paris, ending that report by Talia Kreft.